Support provided by the Joint and Spine Center at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering a comprehensive approach to joint pain treatment, from education to diagnosis through treatment and recovery. Seminar information at heartlandregional.com.
Happy September 1st, and on your WSIU Almanac, the federal government first started levying a tax on tobacco sold in the young USA on this day in 1862. Happy birthday to Dr. Phil. He turned 66 today. And everybody's favorite telephone operator, Lily Tomlin, turned 77 today. Locally today at Carbondale's Turley Park, the spirit-building event, Peace, Love, and Community, It's Contagious, takes place starting at 4 p.m. This is a family event, and there will be a wide variety of activities, all designed to enhance the spirit of cooperation and togetherness in Carbondale. Today's Turley Park event is organized by the Carbondale Park District and the Boys and Girls Club of Carbondale. On September the 10th, the annual Marion Veterans Parade takes place. On September 16th, you can get together with other community members and support the American Cancer Society at the Farm to Table Gala, and it takes place at Walker's Bluff. You know, it's never too early to get your appetite ready for pancakes. The semi-annual Carbondale Lions Club Pancake Days this year has been set for October 1st and the 2nd. And in White County on September the 17th, you can support the nonprofit Baptist Children's Home and Family Services by attending their 17th annual Fall Festival celebration. It takes place in Carmi. For more information, see the flyer on our website. And that's the Thursday WSIU Almanac. Let's enjoy September. Good Thursday morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened in Cleveland on this day in 1995. And on this day in 1978, the primetime detective drama, Columbo, starring Peter Falk, aired for the last time on NBC. And here's some trivia for you. According to the IMDb movie website, the very first episode of Columbo was directed by Steven Spielberg. Locally, tomorrow there's a big event planned in Cape Girardeau, and you're invited. It's the grand opening of the new permanent location of the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri, their new home, 16 North Spanish Street in Cape Girardeau. And the ribbon cutting tomorrow will start at 4:30 p.m. On September the 16th, you can get together with other community members and support the American Cancer Society at the Farm to Table Gala at Walker's Bluff. Many events are planned, live music will be there as well, and it's all to raise funds to fight cancer on September the 16th. That's a Friday, by the way. And since we're into the fall season now, it's never too early to get your appetite ready for the semi-annual Carbondale Lions Club Pancake Days on October the 1st and the 2nd. And in White County, on September the 17th, you can support the nonprofit Baptist Children's Home and Family Services by attending their 17th annual Fall Festival celebration. This event takes place in Carmi, and for more information, see their flyer on our website. And that's the WSIU Almanac for the 1st of September. Enjoy the day.